In the village of Ban Saeh in Thailand's troubled Yala province, children display local products and food created in projects encouraging economic self-sufficiency. The projects, backed by the military's Internal Security Operation Command, ISOC, are designed to raise crop yields for farmers. Colonel Atadet Matanom, a spokesman for the ISOC in southern Thailand, hopes the region's sectarian violence will ease if the economy improves.
Yeah, we try to look after the local people here, which are, you know, the majority of the population. They have their sufficient way of living, and, you know, we try to make it more complete. I mean, if they have sufficient to live, and if they live according to their religion, then I think they are happy enough.
Thailand's southern border provinces of Yala, Narathiwat, Pattani and Songkhla are among the nation's poorest. The residents are predominantly ethnic Malay Muslims. Overall, about 95% of Thais are Buddhists. Since 2004, the region has been racked with violence as the army battles an Islamist insurgency. More than 3,500 people have died, mostly civilians. The government has spent more than $3 billion to build up the economy and provide security in the south. At a training center near the main army base in Yala, hundreds of people learn to improve their crops, oversee fish ponds, look after chickens and produce organic fertilizer. The army says more than 7,000 families have already benefited from the program. The centre also offers a drug rehabilitation program that has treated more than 10,000 youth. Authorities say most villages in the south face problems with drug abuse, especially methamphetamines. Such programs are central to the government's goal of winning hearts and minds in the region. In the village of Ban Mae Tina in Pattani province, a furniture factory is working at full capacity. It employs 20 men in a village that is home to a mix of Muslims and Buddhists. Village headman Nai Prayon Pumgao says he has sympathy for Buddhists who feel threatened by the insurgency elsewhere in the south.
I would like them to give them the moral support so that they continue to live and to fight. But in this area, in both the district and Ampur areas, but there is peace here. Yeah, we live in peaceful coexistence. And I would like to give my message to the Thais, you know, in other areas, for them to live together in peace.
The Thai military points to this village as an example of its success in securing local support. Professor Surachat Bamrungsuk is a political scientist from Chulalongkorn University in Bangkok. He says the new strategy helps build community confidence and also provides intelligence about the Islamist insurgents.
For me, it would be better if we accept that counterinsurgency operation need to win at the people level, not at the military level. So the concept of winning hearts and minds would be applicable to the Thai army. And then I think it becomes something new. That's why at this time the military has to adjust themselves to a new kind of war.
The army, however, is tainted by accusations of human rights abuses. Few cases have been fully investigated and scores of deaths remain unexplained. The appeals court recently rebuffed efforts to identify those responsible for the deaths of more than 70 men in 2004 in army detention. The court ruled that security officials are protected from prosecution because the government has imposed emergency laws in the south. Surachat says admitting its mistakes are difficult for the army.
This is a problem too, because when we talk about the mistake in the past, they feel that they would like to move further into the future. That is to say, they try to go away from what happened in the past. As you know, sometimes it's not easy.
The insurgent violence goes on almost unabated, despite improved security in some areas. But the army thinks it is on the right path. Colonel Kitcha Sri Tongkun is a Deputy General Commander of Songkhla Combined Task Force.
That's why we come to this area. The soldier or the other office come to here because we want to open the village. We didn't talk together. The people, the villagers, didn't understand about the soldier. After we have to work together, they understand much more.
Control over the southern border provinces has largely been in the hands of the army since emergency powers came into effect in 2004. The army says such powers give it the flexibility needed to administer the region. There is considerable opposition, however, among rights groups and community leaders in the south who think it would be better if civilians administered the troubled region. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Ban Sae, Thailand.